And Mike is frozen on our television screen.
Oh, jeez.
Fox 2 last night.
Oh, that's bad.
You look
so
serious.
Well, this is why. Look at that stupid hair. Oh, my God. And what a face only a mother could love.
You're so hard on yourself.
Yeah. Well, I inherited the worst features from both parents. It's just amazing.
Paul Pierzecki separates you at birth with Clay Aiken because of your hair.
Paul, come on.
Paul says, I know you've been making a lot of red-eye flights because of Idol, but do you need to have the hairstylist working on your hair also?
Well, it's the same hairdresser, you know.
He says you got in the chair and said, give me the Aiken and Seacrest.
My hair is a cross between Aiken and Seacrest. and I've got Clay's gayness.
Clay was terrible last night, by the way.
Did you see? I don't know why Simon is telling Clay that he's successfully lost all the facial expressions. That's all he did was mug for the camera, didn't you think?
How cool do you think he thought he was in his new suit, too?
Oh, God.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one that noticed that?
For a second song?
I'm with you. Then there was that one point when he actually pointed at, was it somebody in the audience? And then put on some facial expression that was like, this is for you. This is for you. Oh, God, my hair looks terrible. My face is huge.
Hey, there's Aunt Michelle.
I mean it couldn't be any worse. Oh, God, that's hard to look at. Oh,
there's your penis.
My dick isn't showing.
There's your dick. Yeah, your dick is on that x-ray. I was looking so hard for your dick. I told Tess to look for it, too.
It's that little peanut-shaped thing in the bottom right.
Oh, God, I look terrible, too.
No, you look pretty good. I think you look good.
No.
No, look washed out. Keep it going until the blue eyes light up. At some point, they really light up. Oh, there they went.
We need to get you
back it up.
We need to get you some blue contacts.
Right, here we go. But I just saw him sparkle for a second. It's just before he looks to the left.
I'm an ad for
there.
Mr. Skin.
Wait. Not too fast.
I'm wearing a Mr. Skin shirt and hat.
Are you? Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, I had a regular T-shirt on, and I changed into a Mr. Skin jersey because it was sitting around the office. Couldn't put it on. These
eyes. You missed your intro.
Whoa, what happened?
Oh. You know what happened? Stop everything.
I was talking so nonchalantly, fully aware that your song was coming.
No, I got to tell you, this thing is moving frame by frame, and I'm looking at my face and all these incarnations. I was so horrified, I completely lost track of the room.
I can't even watch.
I swear to God.
You look good.
Frame by frame, right. That's when I was making those expressions about the abdominal cramps. So I go into that like this. And when you see the frame by frame on that, all right, let's start that all over.
Tess was delighted that you got the word fetal position in.
I know.
The expression.
Yeah, that made it. All right, start it all over again so I can hit it.
I want you to know that you got an email from somebody who also had gallbladder problems, and they're relating to you.
Really?
To your medical situation.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're quite moved by the piece.
Well, our job is to help everyone. I didn't realize I was so sick until I heard Huell introduce the piece. And then I realized, no, he did a great job. They all did a wonderful job. There's Mr. Walters.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo. Is a slow-mo a bitch?
Yeah, it is.
Look, I'm looking at my... Is that my bulletin board?
Why is the
whose is
so
that?
Close on my head and no one else's?
It's pretty close on everybody's head.
You know what? It's a good thing I took down all those pictures off that bulletin board.
Good thing we took the penis off the TV, too.
Yeah.
It's funny, God. when they finished the piece last night, and if you missed it, it was on Fox. Why don't we just roll the piece in real time, because it's really funny. It's treated so seriously. That's what really cracks me up about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's some inner jokes at the end about your eating habits and stuff, but
yeah.
They really make it sound like you were in intensive care.
I know.
This doctor that got thrown in the mix, too.
He's file footage. He's not a doctor. He's like a producer at Fox, too. He is not a doctor. Trust me.
They got those x-rays off the web.
Those x-rays are from another piece they did years ago.
You got to get Huell's intro.
Yeah, Huell is intense.
He's lying.
Oh, man.
Wait, back it up.
Hey, it's May Sweeps.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, man. By the way, we got a promo on Idol, which was really unbelievable. And 24,
collect that
you said,
device,
huh?
An update on Fox 2 News tomorrow morning.
He is part of the duo that rules the Detroit airwaves. Ooh.
But the laughter stopped when he got the health scare of his life.
The laughter stopped.
HealthWorks reporter Dina Sedafonte.
All right, 7:03 at 101 WRIF Detroit.
He's
I remember the laughter
the radio
stopping.
Team that hundreds of thousands of Metro Detroiters tune into every
Dina.
Morning.
Oh, bringing stuff in.
The irreverent, raspy voice DJ who has spent the past 11 years sharing
Boring.
A show.
Wow, that's huge.
They are sarcastic.
Talking over each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shocking,
talking about some fat
but
person.
Rarely very serious. So when an illness that doctors couldn't diagnose forced Mike off the air, his rock and roll lifestyle turned suddenly somber.
Nice big terrible face. Abdominal cramps that just literally stooped over in like a fetal position. And these pains were relentless.
The gut-wrenching, crippling pain had actually started 2 years ago.
And everyone to the doctor, I kept blaming it on food poisoning or lack of sleep or that sort of thing.
I just knew something was wrong with him, and he's like most guys, I don't want to go to the doctor. He's, you know...
God, my voice sounds deep.
Not living an incredibly healthy lifestyle.
Nice eyes, too.
We have 6 minutes exactly.
Oh, great.
Actually, I'm down to about 5 minutes and 10 seconds for a cigarette.
He smokes, hates exercise, feasts on fatty foods, and likes to have a good time. That lifestyle...
Likes to have a good time.
Last November, Mike had to take a leave of absence from the airwaves.
There was times when I would do half the show and then go in our office and then lay down.
He let it go so long, he got very sick. Probably a lot sicker than if he had just gone to the doctor.
There were scans, tests, scopes. Finally, doctors delivered their diagnosis.
That went in my butt.
That went in your butt?
No.
Crazy.
Right here.
There's your dick.
Your gallbladder is
right
bigger
here
than your thumb, yet it can be an enormous
That's the fake doctor.
Pain.
It can be extremely difficult to diagnose because it masquerades.
That's somebody's dad at Fox 2.
The gallbladder helps your body digest fat. So what causes it to fill up with little stones? One of two things, genetics or diet.
That's just an x-ray of a plate of eggs.
Those stones pass this way and block that duct. That's what causes the pain.
Mike found out to get rid of that pain, he had to get rid of his gallbladder.
That means pictures on the door.
Yeah. The belly button. A few cuts, one tug, and it's gone.
If you freeze frame
while he was
that
having
door,
that
it'd be
done,
crazy.
WRIF listeners were waiting and wondering.
The calls were getting to be a lot, the email, too.
And it, you know, thanks, Mike. I know there are only two in reality. Thanks, Mike.
I've never seen a person who wants to get back to work more, actually. It's quite surprising. Right.
Several weeks later, he was back in his chair. One
she looks good.
God, she's hot.
Lighter. Sense of humor? Still well intact.
Already my pants are starting to get a little tight. So.
Yeah, you seem like you're due for a fat phase.
Yeah.
That's self-worth.
Which is true. Oh, no. Oh, don't.
Absolutely.
Chris returns with your Wednesday forecast.
Ross, watch out below.
She's really glad you're back. Monica's glad you're back.
She is. I'll have to send her a thank you card. No, I'll have to call her personally.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Don't. No.
Smiley face at the end of the piece.
So happy.
He's so happy to be healthy and back.
Yes.
We have It Is Nice.
Healthy in the back. Mike, please,
There's
Mike.
There's a smell. It smells like a...
Mike, please.
Hello?
Pick up the TV, please.
Riff.
Mike, that's hard. Please.
Who's there?
Marty's got the
Pat. Hey, Pat, what's up?
I was just going to say, you can roll back to that doctor. He looks like he's sweating profusely. So I go, maybe he wasn't a real doctor. He's going to be totally nervous.
He was not a real doctor. That was not a real doctor's outfit. That was
in their wardrobe, their props.
Yeah, that was a wardrobe where they had lots of lights on the mirror.
It is nice.
You know, they did have another x-ray there. I think that showed some kidneys. I wonder if there's an x-ray that has somebody's dick.
No doubt.
No doubt.